I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Family and activists have called upon the international community to intervene to abort the execution of a named North Korean Christian, Mr. Sun Jung-nam. This is taking place during the North Korea Freedom Week awareness campaign at the Capitol, partially sponsored by Open Doors. Open Doors' Carl Moeller says the battle won't stop for them at this week's end.
We have a three-year, 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week prayer campaign on behalf of North Korea. We truly believe that prayer is a strategic weapon of offense against the spiritual forces of darkness that rule in North Korea. And we are engaging the enemy on their turf through this type of strategic prayer.
Next, Gospel for Asia has been forced to temporarily close its office in Kathmandu, Nepal, as the Himalayan Kingdom has suffered some of its worst violence in decades. Maoist rebels suspended a blockade of the capital as they await the outcome of Parliament's meeting on Friday. GFA's Bible College is functioning, and the radio programs are still on the air. They have more than 550 native missionaries and over 400 congregations in that mountainous country. And it's a well-known fact that the challenges facing the average middle school student come sooner than they did for their parents. Young Life's Shelley Sadler says that's what Wildlife is all about. They mix the concept of youth group with a mentoring program. The result?
We enter their world, spend time with them outside of school, outside of the Wildlife Club meetings. We go to their concerts, their sporting events. We go to the mall. We go to movies. We're trying to reach kids relationally with the love of Christ in a way that they've maybe never experienced before.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.